for the first time we'll be dealing with a lady, it will be maybe prudent to have training. And I think we'll talk to that. And also protocol and etiquette. It is useful for members of this committee to have that kind of training. And also there are trending things currently which the committee will hear this things being mentioned from time to time, so they will need to have some form of training or workshop as to what they mean and how oversight can be exercised over such activities. That would be parliamentary diplomacy, how it works, development diplomacy, because it's the new trend now, and SAPA, if SAPA comes into being, then definitely the committee will have to deal with that. Treaties, how the role of parliament in treaties. Paradiplomacy, we have already talked about it, but maybe the committee still needs to dedicate itself to discussing it, you know, thoroughly to unpack it. Economic diplomacy, same thing. Blue diplomacy means what President Zuma is talking about this day, the PAHISA project. We are unpacking the viability of our oceans. So blue diplomacy is on the card. Candidacy diplomacy is important for this committee for the reasons I raised before, that we are in many organizations, we don't fill our quotas, and also we need to occupy positions in strategic organizations. Then there's the issue of mediation, which peacekeeping, which South Africa is heavily involved in terms of peacekeeping issues and stability under the, either whether it's under the AU auspices or the UN auspices. So conflict resolution is something that the committee needs to have training on. And then foreign language. Foreign language. In the last committee, it couldn't happen because of the availability of members. They couldn't be available at the same time to have tutorials on French. Can other be French, Portuguese? They were looking at standard languages, Portuguese or French being the main one, or even now BRICS. So that's for the committee to decide at the later stage. Then outstanding issues. These are very important. The committee still needs to have a comparative study tool to study the parliamentary oversight model. Go to a few countries and see how they oversee the department of implementing foreign policy, so that then the committee can be able to advise Parliament as to how they think, you know, maybe for this particular committee oversight should be structured. Then there is also the issue of oversight, there is a visit to ARF project, follow your aid syndrome, which still needs to be done. And then implementation of bilateral treaties, this has not been done because, in fact, across Parliament since 1994 has been engaged with repealing apartheid laws. Each committee of Parliament has been busy with that. Very little has been done with international agreements. So this committee needs to take that bet and, you know, champion this movement within Parliament to say now oversight strategies should also include ensuring that these agreements are being implemented by departments and international obligations are acted to. We have your commissions of cooperation, national all this. We need to make sure that they are being implemented and there is mutual benefit, that there is something coming home. Then oversight over strategic economic partners, that's the follow your aid. If SAPA comes into being, then definitely this will have to happen. I don't know what we'll call it, but it will have to be follow your age. No maganda. And outreach processes, the seven provinces which were not touched, and then now with if SASPA, the bill comes, and the white policy paper, you know, it also comes, I mean, it's finalized, our outreach program will have many facets to it. It will be an outreach program, but which will be touching on one, perception, elitist nature of foreign policy, on public participation, now public hearings on the deal, on FATPA, on foreign relations deal. It will be many things on Agenda 2063. It will be a whole bunch of issues when the committee committee will decide how they want to do that. Then the public diplomacy strategy, I think, still needs to be looked at. At the moment, the department has a communication strategy, not a public diplomacy strategy. They have communication in terms of media, using media, what the radio, etc. But they need a political statement to say we want to deal with issues this way, and which issue will come to us now. And then para diplomacy as a mechanism, they still need to be this will form part of the outreach maybe, or on its own, where municipalities are addressed for purposes of achieving this coordination and assisting the department. And then oversight visit to DECO again, so that all the other branches can be met by this committee, so that they can get a feel of who does what and what are the challenges emanating from the different branches. And then a comparative study tour again on committee oversight of SASPA. This will be important because South Africa, for the first time, the whole country, for the first time, it will be having an agency, if it's going to be an agency, which will be dealing with development assistance and partnership. So the committee needs to know how such an agency, how oversight is exercised by those who have been in the field before. And BRICS has some good agencies there in the north, so for the committee to actually design. And then also the deal on foreign services to make sure that the community can learn from other jurisdictions how these are carried forward. And this comparative studies, according to procedure in Parliament, can they take place before or after the deal has been taken? The bill has been taken. Maybe just to guide the committee now.
Why didn't you come after?
Okay. Then observation oversight or supervisory or oversight in summits, that's the committees we have to do, and the UN, the General Assembly, there is also always the sector, the VIP sector, where the president actually makes a presentation and the minister. That's the sector that referring to here. The AU summit, under the AU, the ATRM, the NEPAD. The NEPAD, sorry, but I'm NEPAD and SADC is very near, but the committee in the first parliament was not able to visit the headquarters of SADC. And BRICS, parliamentary activities under BRICS, which forums which the committee will also need to be involved in, and the Human Rights Council. The Human Rights Council South Africa reports there on a yearly basis on human rights situation and at the department tables that is called. So it's forums such as that the committee needs to exercise observation or supervisory oversight. And then oversight to South African Nations Abroad, because they are the engine for conduct of foreign policy. They are the ones where this is where the implementation of South African foreign policy happens. Then on the issue, public diplomacy is quite an important issue. Like I mentioned, Chairperson, that the budget allocated to it is still minimal, and there is no public diplomacy strategy at the moment. They have a communication strategy, but the diplomacy, public diplomacy strategy will be talking to, you know, trying to strengthen South Africa's influence, reputation, and relationship internationally, and also improve domestic understanding of the control. So that is what is lacking. What we have seen the department doing is to have a communication strategy which shows how they communicate to the world. But without that political statement, we can say it has to come, the communication strategy itself, how you do it, has to come from a source, which is a political statement, which they don't have at the moment. And such a strategy should actually promote economic, cultural, sporting, scientific, and educational aspects of South Africa. So they need to have that, so that then they will say, in order to support sport, this is what we do, this is our sport diplomacy, this is our economic diplomacy, this is, you know, they need to have something like that. Then the committee can talk about that in the later stage. There was an Ubuntu Award over the weekend. It's very, I think the chair will talk to that, but that is communication strategy. So it has to say, what do they want to achieve through Ubuntu Award? What do they want to achieve through that? They must be able to explain so that the South African people and also the outside world can relate to Ubuntu Award. They can look forward. They should know what they are trying to achieve through that. It's a very important event. But at the moment, the reason we are saying there is no communication, I mean there is no public diplomacy strategy, because public participation is very low. We don't get the sense that Ubuntu Radio is a communication strategy. It's open to everybody unless you have a laptop. You don't get that the media addresses or press releases they do to journalists. You don't know which newspapers actually take that and what do they do. So it's a whole lot of things which the committee need to zero in into. I won't go into the rest, just to unpack, you know, to assist how strategy of communication and strategy of public diplomacy should look like. Then I go to future necessary linkages. These are the linkages which the committee would need to establish or maintain if they already exist, so that they can be able to do their work. In order to broaden participation, the committee would have to have linkages with non-state actors and with committees, other committees in Parliament, with municipalities.
Colleague, I just want to draw your attention to the former sitting debate on the face of the meeting at 2:00. How much time do you want for discussion and how much for lunch? You can just turn that up so that I do not unnecessarily cut hair short. So accommodate just the two. There must be an engagement with this presentation. There must be some, well, I feel like it will be, you know, what's the one on a party? land. There's no land. Okay, yes.
Two lands. Actually, we did not organize land. Because our calculation was that the meeting will end at 12:30.
Yeah.
So my sincere apologies for that.
Okay. But you can still eat the nice thing you have there, the breakfast and lunch. But other people may want better lunch than that. Okay, how much time do we give to that? 30 minutes. That will be done by Monday, 10 past 1, eh? Can we give 30 minutes for lunch for everything else? Okay. Then we should go to now we have to time yourself for my engagement, because it means if it's close to 1:15 now, everything must happen in the next 15 minutes. Everything else. Over to you.
I've already spoken about, I'm on the one bus, last bus. Then the tools of foreign policy. These tools are what the committee ought to be aware of, that these are used as championing our foreign policy, so that the committee can draw their oversight strategy on some of the issues. Facilitation and mediation, as we see, South Africa is very active in that. Economic diplomacy, elections, humanitarian assistance, post-conflict reconstruction, capacity building, all those, South Africa is very active. So our oversight strategy has to talk to that. And then also the hard power element of peacekeeping intervention in the DRC. If there will be more of that, the committee will have to talk to that. And then the last slide is on the stakeholders on South African foreign policy. Who are the who are the crafters of foreign policy? So that the committee can also zero in or draw their strategy into the activities. We have the president who is responsible for crafting. We have parliament, which deals with oversight and also enhancing and shaping the direction of South African foreign policy. We have the department and the missions abroad. We have civil society, business, who are who have their own way of contributing towards South African foreign policy. And then we have what was discussed earlier, other government departments, defense, trade, economic development, tourism, home affairs, and others, state security, which was not mentioned, or not mentioned, which needs to also be approached and also have a consensus to work together with, so that our oversight strategy can talk to the activities that is
committees are in parliament also doing. Thank you very much. Can we get into the discussion? I think what Lou Babalo was communicating to me is that he has spoken to the other committee. They have enough food to accommodate us. But unfortunately, we can't pray for lunch and come back because we've already determined that we'll be done by 1:30. Then if it's enough, indeed, we'll find something. Otherwise, we'll leave the next 30 minutes for all other preparations just before the following. Thank you very much, Alcineo, for the presentation. You really have been galloping. There's a weakness in this good presentation and the quality of the information about the format that I'm picking up. Because certain concepts were a part of the diplomacy. Sometimes many times. I think if, like I was saying earlier on, if we want to package areas of recommendation to which members of the committee must pay particular attention, whether it is because this is something that must be done now or because we have picked up weaknesses like the oversight model, I suggest that those must be packaged alone at the end, and they must not be too many. You can have 9, but try to leave out 4, or leave the 9 the committee can see with the inward. Because everywhere you go, you do come across areas that you think this becomes important. And the recommendation, then the other one becomes the presentation. So if I'm actually, Mati makes very important issues to get hidden, unless you read everything. And remember, members just got this now. I'm just making that observation. But there is no doubt about the quality of the information and what it takes to manage it. It is very important. So our members will have to be alert to those kind of things. What I would also suggest would be, if members, when you read again this document, and you think there is something that must be packaged, something to which we must pay attention, let's do so, and let's determine the person to whom we then say, you know, for now, this kind of thing must come to the attention of the committee. And this is going to be important before the strategic plan for 2014 and 2019. Shouldn't we give them those issues? What is going on? We will package. You can still work them out, not now. Listen, government, they should never escape our attention this year. This package is not on a take them out here, this situation, out this package. Of course, you can't finalize them on our behalf. We still have to sort them out last day. This one, Nagani, must be done. Then they will assist us when we do a strategic plan. Members, will that make you a little bit comfortable? Babu Pumlan?
Yes. I just wanted to add on one thing. I hope you can see that we don't know who there was a great man in various for example, was a great what happened?
Engagement they have with Palestine and Israel, just making it up, or Morocco, Western Sahara. What did they? Did they come to a conclusion? Did they get what are the? What did they say? What the other people say? I mean, how was their engagement? You know, just summary of that. The training is very good, and I think it. I wish it could be repeated some of it to us as well. The results, the question of treaties, I'm not sure whether we need to know all, but certainly those that you feel that they need to be changed here and there, perhaps as you correctly put it, perhaps the older the treaties, the alignment of this. You mentioned something very, very important, which is the public diplomacy, the budget for public diplomacy. What do you want us to do to increase it? What can be done? So that's, I think that's important to note that I put everything on you. Because it seems that there's a lot that, I mean, we don't have money for that. Second, on the question of the, you decided on the buying of the assets rather than leasing them. I assume that with coupled with that, there is also an insurance of budgeted for. Well, you want me to be there? On the question of companies abroad, what about the labor laws, South African labor laws? Are they, for example, that there are certain things that you can't do according to labor laws? So are you just doing as these companies do as they like abroad? With concern with, I wouldn't say that, what is the progress, if any, or towards integration, particularly with SADC, related things like discovering economic issues and so on. What is any progress done towards integration of SADC? Particularly those that are not economically viable, like well. So, is there anything that helps you to try and thank you?
Yeah, I would say no. There are things you must not be tempted into getting into things that sometimes are coming from the members, because you're not going to answer for the department. Yours is to sharpen up about things that we must check how far they have gone in the department. Are you with me? Baba Law, no, we are going to start concentrating again. Say, the temptation by members now is to ask you as if you are the department. Kanti, well, your job is to make us alive to things that the department either has done well or has not done at all, and or things that come from the last 5 years that must still come back to this committee. So almost finally, when we again we focus on that one. Yeah, we're going to have one with his using, though, and not necessarily for him. So we're just making that correction. Honorable Rafuti.
You know, for the sake of the time, I was just saying that if Osineo can just only note, not even to answer us,
yeah,
on the same page.
Yeah.
But really, in order that to assist us, you know, I really wanted to get the picture of all those missions. You know, that we've got a mission there, we've got, I mean, 126 missions, just to say, you know, if we can just get the world and say that the mission here, there. And then even the training, unpack the course duration, because we hear that it is training, but we don't know the course. That training is how many days and night, you know. I think that is that.
Maila.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, you know, I think I'm comfortable with the presentation and the engagement that we made, and also with the directives that we have given. But I just wanted to check one thing, because this is a legacy report. What is supposed to happen? Is the committee supposed to adopt the report on what should be done now?
Sebastian, noting at the time, so the really, this should be answered, because the bells will ring at 10:02. So my taking was just to add on what Raput has just said. Why don't ourselves also just to write these questions down so that when you come back, maybe after maybe what Honorable Minister said, maybe on the day we will come back again next week, we get the answers, if there are any answers that pertain to, you know, because really I'm looking at the time. because I also have questions. It's but it's quite right now.
Honorable Dudley.
Thank you. I think diplomatic training mentioned there, but I didn't pick up what it was about. But I just thought I'd mention, the last time I touched on diplomatic relations training, we were told about food and how the tables were laid out and who comes where, whatever, which was not very helpful for us, because I noticed what would be helpful would be the nuances of diplomatic relations. Like, for example, we want to write down findings or something, which, when it comes to diplomatic relations, this is not always right, because you might find you want to increase your trade with Israel while you still protect your voters here in South Africa. And so you've got this little dance going on. And I think sometimes we're not as on board with that as we need to be. We blast things out of the water that we should be actually helping, because peace is a very up and successful development. Anyway, so and then I was the draft white paper on the international relations. I know we were working on it, and I'm just not sure of the status. But at some point, I just want to know where we are with that, because I must have missed certain things perhaps last in the previous parliament. You mentioned that Ubuntu thing, and I want to just absolutely agree with you, because nobody who thinks I want to know more about international relations types in Ubuntu. They just don't. They don't make the connection. So they'll look for international relations, and I've done it myself because I want to put information out there, and there's nothing helpful. So I think we need to be bombarded with the right messages to people so that we can push the brand of Ubuntu in terms of helping people connect. So there's a lot we should discuss on that. Maybe we need to have some special workshop around that. The leveling of the playing field so that others can dance is very important, because obviously some of us have come to that understanding. We really do know that we need to actually take that ground in terms of business. But the public and the media and the opposition parties have a field day when there's any kind of defense intervention by then accusing everybody else of having business interests that we're trying to defend, as if it's a bad thing. Which, you know, we know it's not a bad thing. So these are things that we need to understand ourselves. So, yeah, and then the who shapes, just to remember to know that obviously the national development plans have got to be shaping. It's got to be one of the big shapes.
No, there will be no answer to it. Okay.
Procedural. Just to say, the question was asked by whether we adopt this report or not. But maybe one of the members was not there at the beginning. It's a working document. It's been adopted by the former committee. So it's not binding on this committee. The committee can decide to pick up on issues or not take anything from it. But all these issues, Chairperson, are going to be discussed in our session for my strategic plan. So even if you don't get answers here, you still have 3 days of dealing with issues that you want to carry forward and the strategies you want to use. So we were just giving you this now in preparation for the strat plan. So you have 3 days.
Well, let's be honest. I still want to come back to what Maila was saying, which is that this presentation serves two main purposes. Is to help us focus on what happened over the last 5 years so that we can better plan when we get into the strategic plan. But also, the other leg of this presentation is to see how the previous committee worked, what weaknesses were there when that committee worked. For instance, already we pick up that AMA visits were not all right, things like that, or are not enough, things like that. And then para-diplomacy, things like that, and a number of others. And what then do we leave out as issues that happened or did not happen, particularly things that did not happen to the department. So, uzobona,
once we have read this report, it will better position us for an engagement with the department. Now, there was a suggestion, I don't know if it was in Ohio, that we have another session. Whether that session will be the flood plan itself over 3 days, or we have another session, and the issues are packaged the way I was saying, but the following things must, the committee must look at them. It's one, it's two, it's three. It's just a set of recommendations or things that must come to our attention. And then if we were to sit, we just sit and look at them, and then from there we'll move into this. But can I be advised, what do we think should happen? Sadly?
I'm thinking we should link it to the stress test. Link it to the stress plan
as
the beginning of our stress plan.
Lubabala?
Yes, sir. I'm covered by Honorable Dutch, sir.
Okay. So the stress plan will run over 3 days. When is the stress plan going to take place? It will be announced. Okay. Can you speak to the mic?
It will be after the budget and also after departments have tabled their strategic plans, because we draw our mandate from that. So possibly, let's say, we are talking about end of March into April.
Okay, with that then, the meeting must draw to a close, and we want to thank you for your participation. Unfortunately, we have had to end because we want to give you the next 30 minutes for our lives and to prepare for the debate on the date of the meeting address. And some of the members are going to participate. We'll inform you of other developments if you will be able. Thank you very much. Lunch is served outside.
Oh, he's a center back.